Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
And what made it great?
Right.
It's just a little too, like, what's going on here? The theme of the show is every episode of the show is one day.
Okay.
So whatever that scene is what the day is. So episode one is about him going to jail, and like that's, and so you're kind of waiting for more, but you remember, you're like, well, not that much more is going to happen because this is what's happening. You know what I mean?
And how many episodes are there?
It's five total.
Five. Okay. And you got to muscle through the first one.
I think the first one was tough. I talked to people who didn't like the first one, but I was like, I kept going, really liked two, loved three.
Okay.
So, and they're short, by the way. These are short. We're talking about 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Short.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna
get into it. I keep seeing it. It's like the big bold advertisement as soon as you put on Netflix.
Yeah, they're giving him a shot here. So he's gotta, you know, people have to watch it and finish the whole series to give him those to run those numbers up. You know what I mean?
And what's the premise like? Is it just, or is every episode its own premise?
Every episode's its own thing.
But it's not like Atlanta where
it is, Atlanta.
It is like Atlanta.
Okay.
I don't think you can realistically watch the show. Now, listen, I know what people are like, and I'm sure it would annoy Vince and everybody else when people compare you.
But
I think it's very hard to watch the show and say you don't feel an Atlanta influence.
Got you.
Because it's
by everybody who's checking in on YouTube, just letting you guys know, we're talking about the Vince Staples show.
Good job, Laura. Thank you for the reset. Yes.
Just letting them know, you know?
The Vince Staples program show. That's right.
Yes, on Netflix.
It's definitely worth a watch, though. I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, Cass was just relaying the story to Laura of, yes, was it yesterday, the Gucci robbery?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday morning. Yeah, yesterday morning.
Yeah, I heard it this morning.
So basically it was in the middle of Soho, the Soho location of Gucci at noon. People rolled in with guns.
Yeah. As soon as they opened up, they said it was three people rolled in there. I think that they had one gun is what the story says. And they just rolled in there. Okay. So Corral style. Everybody get on the floor.
Get on the floor.
Grabbed as much of stuff as they could and ran out the store.
Nobody moved. Nobody gets hurt.
I don't like the story at all.
And everybody was on the floor, including security. And the customers felt very insecure by the fact that security just laid down like everybody else.
Well, I mean, to be honest, what did they expect security to do? Security wasn't armed. They don't got a gun.
No, you know what this is? It's exposure
that
the term security is basically a joke.
Right.
It's a reminder, you know, and we've had to learn this lesson many times at Hot 97.
Well, it also depends where you go, like what security we're talking about, because Gucci store is not going to have. But you know what's crazy? I've seen armed security at Rite Aid. So, you know what I'm saying? It all depends. It's kind of like flipping a coin.
But listen, the Gucci store.
You would think.
I didn't like this story because most stories I hear crimes and I go, well, it would never be me. I wouldn't be there. I don't know, a random midday wandering around the Gucci store. It might be me. I could get got. But I'll say this. I've never really been to the Soho location. The Fifth Avenue store, though, because it's on Fifth Avenue, you'd have to be, I mean, the illest, craziest of criminals to try the Fifth Ave store. Because they have security. It's not just, it's not in at, on Fifth Ave. It's not just the security in the Gucci store. That guy's just wearing like a nice suit. But Cass, okay, on Fifth Ave, you just have cops on every other block. Right. Trump Tower's there. They're just cops everywhere.
But it's happened though. They've ran into like Bergdorf Goodman and ran out of there with.
People will try it, bro.
Like, not everybody. Also, if you go 30 deep, not everybody's going to get caught. So they're going to take that chance.
Yeah. And because people are like, oh, they'll never think that they'll get away with it. And people will be like, watch.
Right.
Do it under people's noses. So.
But the thing is, if you're
also because security doesn't do it, I think thieves have figured out like, hey, security is not going to do anything.
Right.
They're not going to be liable for anything. They don't want to get hurt. They know that the store has insurance. They're going to recoup their money. And that's why they're like, they figured it out and they just go ham.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and if you're a person who's used to going to high end places and like being feeling secure, you're going to assume at least the Gucci store, if you're paying all of this money, is going to have some better form of security.
But what are they going to do? Like have a shootout?
Exactly. They're not going to do nothing.
Well, no,
they're not going to war.
I'm with you, but it was just interesting to hear the people who are on the floor scared for their life in front of a gun in a Gucci store feeling like, yo, this dude, all he's good for is opening my door. Is he a security guard or is he just a doorman posing as a security guard? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right. They're basically good for opening the door. I mean, even if they have a gun, are they really, do you really want that security guard firing at the guys as they try to steal some sweatshirts?
Right.
But, like, that's so, the thing. What are they going to do?
But if you were in the store, right, it's early in the day, and this is just behind the scenes talk. It's early in the day, and somebody comes in with a gun screaming, as Cass One says, okay, Corral style. Everybody get on the floor, and you're on the floor. And the first thing somebody says, oh, my gosh, was this security? What did they do? What are you going to be like? They didn't do shit.
No. Of course. No, I'm going to say they didn't do shit. You're absolutely right. I'm going to say 911 is a joke.
Exactly.
But this isn't even 911. And you know what else I'm going to be thinking? I'm going to be like, man, I hope the cops don't show up because I don't want some shootout. I hope these people just get away.
Right.
You see? Yeah.
I mean, listen, I will say this, though. If you're going to rob someplace, the Gucci store, the clothes that they have out, because it's a it's supposed to be fancy. It's not attached to anything. It's not a place where they're worried about people coming in and kids stealing clothes.
Right.
So when you walk in, they may have a $4,000 sweater that's just sitting on a hanger. So if you want to go, if you want to get the bang for your buck robbery wise, and you go to Gucci or even they could probably even do better at Chanel or Yves Saint Laurent.
Right.
You can literally just take your arm, scoop across all the hangers, dump them in. You just got 50 grand worth of merch.
Mm. All right, Rosenberg, you know, I
you're giving them ideas.
He's like, yo, this is kind of genius, actually. You don't have to rob a bank and expect to get caught. You just unexpectedly run into
nothing is tied down. There's no ink blotters to take off.
Let me tell you something.
Security's not really secure in there.
They're not doing nothing. You'll be fine.
Yo, I used to work in a mall when I was like 16. I was 16, I remember. And I used to work at the store and this one lady came in and she was mad pregnant. And she was like mad loud. She's like, can I use the bathroom? And they didn't let people use the bathroom. They were like, no, there's a bathroom in the mall. You can use that one. So she started screaming, causing a scene. And then she starts peeing in the middle of the floor.
No.
So everybody's freaking out. And guess what? It was all part of a huge robbery because while she was doing all that and all eyes were on her, the entire front of the store got liquidated. Like they took everything.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like a movie.
Looking up like, wow. It was actually, we were like, yo, this was smart.
No, listen, sometimes although this one didn't sound particularly smart. I mean, they just rolled in with guns, said, everybody get down. And then, ran out the door and hope they wouldn't get caught. Soho being, I guess, Soho is a safer bet than other parts of the city. Like, you don't see cops everywhere in Soho.
Yeah.
And the West Side Highway is right there. So you can zoop, zoop. Damn.
Crazy.
Well, and I mean, it's not right there. They got a little, you got to get through the city a little bit.
No, for the West Side Highway, no, the Soho store is right across the street from the Apple store. I mean, the Gucci one is like on 14th and 9th. It's the West Side Highway is like a block and a half away.
On the cobblestone block.
Yeah. That's the one right on the corner of like 14th and 9th.
Damn, you're right, Cass. If that's where it is, that is the perfect. You mean right next to the Rag and Bone store and the Apple store?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, let me look right now. Oh, wow, you're right. The Gucci Meatpacking is at 14th and 9th. Mm. Oh, yeah. You're gone. You're on the west side. Now, the funny thing is, though, they did it like 10, 11 a.m. I know for a fact, being on the West Side Highway at 10, 11 a.m., you might just be sitting in traffic for no reason.
Word.
Because I've done that many, many times. Shawnee is the only member of the crew so far, at least of us who are here, who's seen Bob Marley, One Love.
Yes. Great movie.
People are asking.
And you're into it.
I'm into it, even though there's tons of people who, if you truly, truly follow Bob Marley's story, you're going to be disappointed in some form or fashion. It just is what it is. That's
everybody who sees every movie if they're a hardcore fan, no?
Yeah, it's like when we saw the movie Notorious with about Biggie, those of us who've seen it from the beginning to end, we know there were so many little fabrications and inaccuracies and little things, but you watch it for the entertainment value and the fact that there's a movie on Biggie. And you can hear the good music. And it's still telling the story of Brooklyn and when he first met Little Kim. It's not going to be super on point. So similarly, the Bob Marley film has its same isms. It's a portion of his life. It has amazing music. It's basically inaccurate when it comes to some small details. But it's an overview of a legend who has never had a movie done about him. So if you just go to be entertained, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, like Shawnee was mentioning some of the critiques, and like, you know, the average viewer is not going to be like, "Yo, I didn't get enough of Bunny Wailer in the story." They're not going to say that.
You know, but the Jamaicans are saying that, yo.
No, and I get it, and I would too. If you're Jamaican or you're a real Bob fan,
yeah,
you're going to be like, "Yo, how much Bunny Wailer's in it? How much Peter Tosh is in it?"
Facts.
And Tosh is in it, right?
They're both in it for a quick scene in a studio session to show when they first cut their first record. And that's kind of the only piece.
That's it? That's all? And what about Jimmy Cliff?
Nah. There's a name mentioned, but no.
So these things are going to happen, though. But I did hear my brother also told – my brother said he saw it last night with his kids. He took his two 16-year-olds to see it. Everyone loved it. And, you know, my brother's not a big Bob, crazy Bob head, but he is a knowledgeable music fan. He thought it was fantastic. He gave it a 9 out of 10. Thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, that's high. But, yeah, I can see where if you didn't follow, you'll enjoy it because you know the music. You know the songs. And it's good. Now,
so what would you give it out of 10, Shawnee?
I wouldn't give it a low number because I don't think that would be fair. So I would have
How much did you enjoy it? Like just the purposes of enjoying the film.
When we look at the screen, the easy critique off top is this dude is wearing a wig. You know what I mean? And he's a trini. So I'm happy he's a trini, but the fact that he's wearing a wig and he's not Jamaican off top made people upset because it's like, dang, you couldn't find a Jamaican with dreads and he got so many family members to like play his part. And Rita Marley, who's the main premise of this whole movie surrounding her, she's not Jamaican either. So it just makes people feel like, man, why didn't you bring it closer to home? But I would give it, I give it a 7.
Feels like disrespect.
That feels like disrespect?
No. Seven's not strong.
I mean, I could give it a 7.
I mean, there's 10, Shawnee. There's 10, right?
There's 10. 10 is
high. Then there's 9. Then there's 9, which is damn good.
9 is damn good.
Then it's 8, which is just really good, man.
No, right. And then, see, that's the thing, Cass. He didn't go with that one either.
But he's
with 7.
You went to you gave it a C, bro.
Because you said 8 is really good. It was really good.
Yeah.
With that type really of good. 7 it's really good. Means it's good.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Eh.
I
didn't like it, man.
No, I left here liking
see, Shawnee,
it.
That's why I hate ranking things.
I feel like
Damn.
I feel like Shawnee's being affected, Cast, by the fact that he's hearing like a lot of the hardcore fans and Jamaicans are
right.
You're feeling bad about saying the truth, which is that you really thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It just wasn't all the way accurate. But guess what? Malcolm X wasn't all the way accurate. Yeah. And it got nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And Denzel got nominated for Best Actor. And it was great. It's a classic.
Well, let's say this. To your point right there, I caught a like one something movie. So I was done around, let's say, 3-4. I thought it was good all the way up until about 9 o'clock. And then I spoke to a Caribbean person.
See?
So, LLJ Cool J.
Don't be scared
to jump out here and say that movie's a 10.
In that conversation, I said it first. I was like, yo, did you see the movie? And they was like, yeah. I then responded and was like, yo, I thought it was good. Just like that. And then the response was, eh, but... And then da 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 da, and then the forwards of the criticisms, and then the next day this, and I was like, I can see what they're saying, and I saw that, and I see this point, and I see this point, and I see this point. So I'm like, I get it. But my first impression,
when I watch no blood clot Babylon movie, Shawnee was like,
I was like,
well, really? I thought it was great.
I was like, wait a minute, wait, hold on,
blood clot Babylon.
I was like, right, but kill Babylon, true.
Like, wait, no, good. Wait, hold on. You were sensing Babylon? I didn't get Babylon. I really enjoyed it.
Shawnee, you should.
Yo. Yeah. Now part of Cast got to jump in the mix.
No, go ahead, Cast, though. Let's see. A bunch of comments.
What they talking about?
DJ John's in the comments. He says, Shawnee went to Jamaica twice. Now he thinks he's Jamaican.
First of all, I've been to Jamaica mad times. I got to go this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Back again this weekend.
This weekend.
Messiah Junie says, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
I said 7.
Okay.
Let's see. So Bright says, why do these two Jews think they're cool? Wait, laughing face. And I don't even know who the other Jew is.
Who's the other Jew right now?
I don't know. Who knows?
I'm not Ebro.
Yeah, that's not Ebro. That's Sean. All right. And he's only half. We'd only be at 1.5.
Right.
Yeah. Ellen says it was so good and the actors were good. Also, you need to be able to understand what they're saying.
she didn't understand the language.
If they had a true Jamaican cast. Yeah, how much Potts was in the movie, and did they give you subtitles?
No subtitles, all Jamaican accents. But
really, no subtitles for Potts?
Yeah, no subtitles. So
that's that's interesting, no?
Yeah, you would think maybe they should have, but the dude's accent isn't so thick that you can't understand. It's like when Bob Marley talks, you can understand him.
Yeah, but what about the other people who aren't Bob Marley?
They kind of are in that same Bob Marley vein, with English is...
So it's not, like, I can't watch Shatas without subtitles.
Subtitles. But anytime you've ever seen a Bob Marley interview, you've understood him fully.
True.
It's like that.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, across the board.
Only Morale said to me, but yeah, but Malcolm X is not a musical, Peter. Is this a musical?
No.
This isn't a musical. This is about music.
This is not a musical.
They're not. He's not going, I'm feeling I should light a spliff and smoke upon the earth with my friends.
Right.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yo, it's not a musical. The best comparison, at least for our world, is Notorious.
Shawnee loves musicals.
I do. Jazz fingers.
Well, yeah, Notorious, I would have given a 7 tops.
Yeah, it's the best comparison where Notorious wasn't a musical. but it's studio sessions. It's the first time he did Party and Bullshit. You know, it's,
so it has all that stuff. So you do have the awkward moments where he's like starting to strum and it's like, oh, you realize he's playing One Love.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that. It begins to stir it up.
I'm reading the comments. Money King Kev. So we're only live after the after show. We're only doing this every Tuesday, okay? So not every day. Hell no, we're not doing this every day.
No, every Tuesday.
Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday.
Like 30 minutes after the show.
Let's see. Messiah. Yeah, you'll understand everyone. That's interesting. It makes me feel like it's not authentic enough. I feel like if it was authentic, I would understand it all.
Right. That's why you got to give it a 7, because it's not whack. You don't want to give it a 6.5. None of that. It's definitely.
But they didn't go like, they weren't like, hey, we're gonna push it and make it maybe a little hard for some people to get, but it's gonna be a great movie. They went with, we're just gonna go mainstream. Everyone likes it. It's the Bob Marley story.
Yeah.
Happy, happy.
Yeah, and like I said, we all know Bob was a gallus. He had a lot of women. They didn't emphasize that. And a huge relationship outside of Rita Marley was Damian Jr. Gong's mom, who was Miss Universe. That was huge. And they didn't touch on that at all.
And that was while he was with?
Rita. Rita was with him his whole life. Like from the
beginning. So they didn't have him stepping out at all.
No, it gave one impression where he was like, yo, I want you to, he was in London. England, not to give away the movie, but he was in Europe and he's like, I want you with me. And she's like, you sure you don't got your own, you don't have enough company out there with you already? And it shows a woman standing in the background. That's probably the only suggestive light.
Oh my God, okay.
That's the light. That's the little light. That's like the.
He's in a phone booth talking to her and a woman is like by a building standing in the door and she's clearly waiting for him to get off the phone. And she's like, you sure you don't have enough company already? And he's like, yo, I want you near me all the time anyway, or something like that. That's the only impression that Bob Marley was a gallus at all.
A gallus, and we know he was out here.
Bob Marley was out here.
He was out here.
And had mad children by a lot of different women.
Uh-huh. How many how many different moms are there? A lot?
Yeah.
Isaac, we just finished talking about Vince Staples. Wait till we upload the video. Because we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we gave thoughts on it. It's good. It's definitely worth a watch. I'm enjoying.
People are asking. They're saying if we watch Benzino on Drink Champs. No, but I saw this clip where he was like crying, and it was a lot.
Should I pull the clip up? Maybe I'll pull here. I'm gonna pull the clip up.
This is not what you want.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want. But by the way, have you seen it yet, Johnny?
I have not.
Hold on, I'm about to pull it up right now. Dan, when you type in Benzino C on YouTube, crying is the first thing that pops up.
What?
Nah, it's the first thing.
Why is he crying?
The funny part, the funny thing is, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I heard that prior to him crying, before he gets drunk, like he's really talking shit. Mm. And then when he gets really drunk, he starts crying.
Mm.
So like it's really like it actually is like, both.
So it's even worse when you start off talking shit.
Oh my God, it's terrible. And then as it goes on, you're like, but now that I think about it,
I still love you.
Yeah, hold on. Let's here, I'm gonna share my screen. That's basically here. I just shared my screen. Chrissy, will you accept that?
So he was all aggressive, and then he was like, somewhere
deep down in my heart, I still love you. Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right. Let's see if you guys can hear this.
I like him because he's white. They don't fuck with us. Let me try to make Eminem.
I dusted Eminem. Rap Elvis, bitch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
I ain't gonna lie.
How about that? How come he ain't answer back? How come he ain't answer me? I'll beat the shit out of him with these.
Eminem or Machine Gun Kelly?
Eminem, bro.
So which
Eminem,
so
bro?
Which one?
Both of them, bro. Cassidy will kill Eminem in a battle rap, bro. Why do y'all give Eminem so much props? Why? Why do y'all like him? Because he's white? Is that it? What do you mean? Nah. Like,
he showed up.
Chrissy, will you hit the little thing where it shows us four on the side and the video in the middle? I think you can do that.
Dad, we don't listen to that in the hood, bro.
A few moments.
Oh, drinks.
Look, a few moments later.
I don't got nothing against Eminem. some of the American rap.
Yeah.
Care about us more. I don't want to go through. I don't want to talk about it no more. I don't want. For 22 years, every time I do an interview, they ask me about Eminem. Come on, man. My daughter came into the industry figuring that, hey, I got to be cool with Eminem because everybody's against my dad.
No.
No, man.
Oh, man.
Pobrecito.
We're failing as a people.
Yo.
No. Not Eminem. I don't know him to hate
not
him.
The chin on, the on the table.
He went shit on the table. Yo, hold on. Hold
he
on.
White people. Tired of this shit, man. It's just too much. I don't want to be the bad guy. I got an 8-year-old son that I dropped off at school this morning. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm all right. I don't want my DMs filled with. I've had 9 pages knocked down, a million. White people think I love all people. Come on, man. Damn. All me and Eminem got to do is sit down and talk with each other. Let's sit down and talk. Let's battle. Let's do whatever. But let's at least face to face meet each other.
If that was to happen, would you give him a 5?
Fuck it, man. I'd hug him.
So I was just scrolling on
Twitter. Wow.
Yo!
Wow. A minute ago, he was like, yo, he can't handle me with these. Now he's like, yo, I'd hug him.
Yo, listen, listen to me.
It's kind of sad, guys.
No, it is sad. By the way, it is sad. And yes, I'm laughing because he deserves that. But it did make me a little sad, too.
Dang.
But, yo, M, if you're still the savage you used to be, no, I need that on an album. I need that on an interlude.
I'd hug him.
Yeah, I don't want it anymore. I don't want. You got to use that if you're Eminem.
Bro.
You have to.
Bro.
Yeah, I think you file this under not what you want.
It's not what you want.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. By the way, though, the biggest congrats. Hit the button real quick to delay. The biggest button is drinking that much.
Yeah, to where the truth comes out. The real you done.
I mean, the showed up. Truth.
Wow.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Probably it probably was more than he even really feels, Laura. I guarantee you he doesn't actually feel that sad about it. But he's wasted.
When you wasted everything, it's like just sad. You like, and then I stepped on a bug today. it's just everything is falling apart. It's that much emphasis, that much more emphasized.
Nah, M, you gotta do the right thing. You gotta use this. You gotta put it in a song. What would he do?
If it was reverse,
what would Benzino do? He would take the clip, he'd throw it right in the song. M, you could say he's above that. M's not supposed to be above that. M's the king of petty. Y'all remember the different things Eminem has responded to?
Yeah.
I would make this the chorus of a song. I would literally put it on beat. So when he's like, I would hug him. I don't want. I would make that on beat in the song.
Make that a song.
Yes.
Terrible.
Go.
I'd be like, yo, karma's serving you, my G. Like, man. Look at you now.
I mean, y'all remember Benzino created an entire, when he owned the source, he made an issue that was dedicated to outing and ending Eminem. He dedicated his, so if you're Eminem, do you let go? I mean, do you let go on top of all the other things that have been said back and forth? Now, it is true. M's beef with Benzino, it's honestly one of the things that makes me like Eminem, because a lot of people would have said, why am I even beefing with Benzino? Who's Benzino? Honestly, I mean, for a lot of young people out there, guys,
I think they
know Benzino because of the Eminem beef.
Of course.
Other than that, yes. It's like, who is this dude?
They don't remember. Yo, you think people out here remember Almighty RSO? Or they remember that Benzino had a couple of singles with some features? Like, they don't remember that.
No.
But M beefing with him.
There's a whole generation that only know him from Love & Hip Hop.
Right, and then there's Love & Hip Hop.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So, and now there's Coi Leray. When you think about it, I mean, he's really put together a long-lasting hip-hop legacy. Listen, you're not going to be in the conversation with Eminem, but, like, it's still a pretty damn good. You had multiple runs. You made it work. You ran the source. You did Love and Hip-Hop. Now you've got this amazingly talented daughter. I don't know what their current situation is, but either way. Oh, yeah, don't forget the Made Men. Sorry, I totally skipped the Made Men portion, including Cast. When he was in Made Men, they had a song with Pun. I mean, no one really knows it, but I know it. Deja Vu remix, I believe. And then Benzino had Rock the Party. He had a little single there for a second. We should take these kids. These kids don't know. Your little streamers, they can't give you the history of Benzino like this, all right? They might be able to give you all kinds of entertaining things. I guarantee you they cannot name Benzino singles like we can. That was tough, man. Whew, I don't know if I've ever seen that. Have we ever seen, after a beef, years later, one of the people in the beef breaking down and crying over it and being like, please, please let it end?
I don't remember seeing that in hip hop ever. Like where OG just is bawling like real tears over another rapper.
You could count, Shawnee, the amount of times they just sat down and cried real tears over anything.
Yeah.
So you know what? Rather than look at this as a negative,
right,
I want to give Benzino props for being the first in touch with his feelings.
And being the first.
Give it up. Make some noise. Make some noise for Benzino, everyone.
For being a pioneer. So if that ever happens after this, they'll be like, whoa, Benzino actually.
No one was crying. No one was crying in interviews before Benzino.
Nobody cried over their old beef before Benzino cried over did.
Yo, do you remember LL and Kumo D crying?
No.
I don't think so.
Right.
Jay-Z, did Biggie and Pac ever come to tears?
No. Jay-Z, Nas, like none.
I don't remember anyone crying in a beef.
Pioneer.
You know what I'm saying? Pioneer. That's crazy. He has pioneered something. Damn it. So congratulations. Yo, but the Drink Champs, they scored a good one. That is, they had to know. Yo, Nori was sitting there. Nori must have been sitting there fucking just counting money in that moment when he started crying. He was like, oh, shit. We got another one.
Right.
This is about to be millions.
He's like, I needed this.
My favorite and he Drink was, Champs is definitely the one with Pharrell. That's my favorite.
That was dope.
Oh, yeah. Why Laura? Because he starts getting drunk and spicy, right?
Right. You see him at the beginning. He's all like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to have a drink. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll have one. And then next, you know, he's saucy. And you never really hear Pharrell without being super calculated. You know what I mean? He's always like this very zen Pharrell and always positive, you know, quotables. And he was loose. So that's why I liked it. Yeah, it was fun. You never watched it?
I the way you're saying it now, I don't know if I have. I'm like, yeah, I need to revisit it. Fun. Maybe I'll revisit it and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I saw this. But yeah, you make it sound extra interesting. I want to go back.
I like
that. That was
Purple Rain, remember?
That was mid COVID.
That was a little like when the panini was slowing down.
When the panini was slowing down.
Yeah.
I need to watch. I remember him debating.
He's like, my wife's gonna kill me if I take off my mask. I remember him saying that.
Oh yeah, because he's wearing the mask like the whole time.
Yeah.
Yo, but he still managed to have some beverages.
Yep.
No, shouts to Drink Champs. They found they got another hot one.
Yes.
Wonder who they're gonna follow up with. Thank you guys for joining us. Oh, by the way, so Ebro Baby Watch.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any update. Laura, do you want to text Ebro and see if there's an update?
All right, let me hit him.
We haven't heard anything since yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I'm sure he's going to text us if anything, you know.
But he'll wait a while. We may not find out right away. My prediction is, Shawnee, Laura will get a text privately. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of us will find out. And then the world will find out.
And then the world, right.
That's the order.
Why I think. That's the, Laura, like that?
That's the order.
Then us.
And then.
And then the world.
Then the world.
Now, Laura, here's what I really want you to do. What? Ebro hasn't had a kid in mad long.
Right.
Like, he hasn't had a baby in mad long.
Right.
And no matter how much he talks as if he's Bebe and has taken care of 90 kids, he's really taking care of one.
Right.
You are the more recent baby parent.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to son Ebro at least a few times on these new, because Sean, you know, everything changes in the parenting world every few years.
Yeah.
Things are different. You having baby Kenza was right. different than baby Issa. She was a whole generation back. That's 10 years ago.
Of course. Right. Of course. Right. Yeah.
Don't just let Ebro immediately slide into expert slot.
With him. I'm like, did you look into this? Did you look into this? He's like, yeah, nah. I'm like, well, you might want to. You know, you might want to.
I just want you to, I want you to hold your ground.
That's right.
And I want you to do some sunning on this because you're a mom, first of all. Second of all, you have the recent infant. Like, Shawnee, what's the biggest gap you have between kids? It's not that long, I guess, right?
No, I mean, my daughter and my oldest son, maybe about 9 years.
That's 9 years.
Yeah, like 9 years, 10 years, like that.
So when you first held your son, mm-hmm. after that 9-10 year gap where your kid was now a kid, were you kind of like, whoa, I'm back in it?
It's kind of like, oh, it's all new again. I got to refresh. Now, between my sons, it's only 3 years. But that first gap, like, nah. It's like.
It's starting over again.
Yeah. How do I? You've got to remember how to wipe a diaper, a butt correctly again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
how to wipe a butt.
Yo, it's real. It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And then you forget how much you can take. Like when you get those diaper explosions, you know, you feel like, how much can I take? And that's it. You have to do it. You have to clean out, no matter how gross it is.
No matter how gross. That's the realest.
You know what it is to have poop under your nails?
Bro.
Do you know that?
Honestly, I don't.
Laura, that's the realest thing you ever wrote.
Your bracelet. You know what I mean? Because you're just like, oh my God.
No matter how gross it is.
And you gotta get it all the way clean.
You can't miss a speck.
Nothing.
Because that one speck, this skin is so sensitive, could end up creating a rash.
Oh, you
gotta
that.
Thoroughly, like, no matter how. Yeah, Laura, that's real.
Yo, P, and then they're screaming in your ear, so you're just like trying to get it done. Like.
And then when you finally get it done, they pee up the diaper right after.
Immediately.
You like, y'all just say, and it may be an easier like play this time, but it's like, I just changed you, my G. Like,
yo, that happened to my friend. My friend said my son just peed in my face. Like, yo, in my face.
Yo, them boys will pee on you.
Just know it'll humble you. Okay. Yeah. Kids will humble you.
Yo.
Now listen, I'm gonna tell you guys something very real that's gonna be fun to watch when Natalie and I get there. Yeah. I have no diaper experience. Even though, like, so Natalie always comments, and Laura could probably even comment, I'm very comfortable with babies, like holding, playing, caring. I did all that with my niece and nephew, and they were teeny tiny preemies. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah. Right.
But just be honest, they never asked me to change diapers. I have no diaper changing experience.
Ever.
I don't think I've ever wiped a butt.
B, you got to get the double ankle clutch.
Besides mine, right.
The double ankle clutch.
Right.
I know, to hold them upside down.
Yeah. Well, when they're on their back and you bust open the diaper and you're like, your first impression is L, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've seen it.
Yeah, you go L and then you spread the diaper. You have to take the legs and the pull up with two hands. In one, two ankles in one hand,
so you can then wipe
so that
the
you
hand.
Can do the work, all the work while maintaining this strength.
Right.
Remove that one, toss it without doodle being everywhere, and then thoroughly wipe. Grab the new one, put it in later.
And by the way,
don't forget, sometimes it goes up the back.
Right.
So you got to make sure you check
up the back in the because then you got to change the shirt too. You was hoping you didn't have to go that far, but you got to change the undershirt now.
By the way, shut up, Bascom. Bascom said, I don't think I ever met someone who never changed a diaper. You're just so deep in having kids, you don't remember the world. Mad people who didn't have kids didn't change diapers. That's relatively common.
Right.
Yeah.
If you didn't have any, like, I never lived with my niece and nephew, so I saw some diapers getting changed here and there. I know the techniques. I saw them. And then also you have the part that's tough is, depending what gender, if your child's gender is the opposite of yours, first time around, now you're getting used to cleaning things that you've never cleaned before.
Yes, it's different equipment. Understand? Yes.
Like Laura, you didn't get to have that experience. You just have parts that you know. You didn't have to operate with someone's weird little tiny baby balls. That's a whole different operation.
She was just like, I got Pete in my face. Like, kids will humble you, bro. Humble
you holding them up. You like, God, a cute little baby. And then they just burp and spit up all over your new fear of God hoodie.
Yeah, exactly. Natalie just walked in the room and looked at me and just went, baby balls. That's what we're talking about. Yes.
You got to clean up around the baby balls.
You never know. All right, guys. We will keep speaking of which. We'll keep you posted on everything Baby Watch tomorrow. Maybe he will be back. We don't know.
We'll see. Bye, guys.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.